inevergoesracing.com. Hello?
Hello, is Michelle there?
There ain't no Michelle live here.
Are you sure? Because Jeff from Demerging and Trip and Grace
are
on the call.
There ain't no Michelle live here.
Well, someone told me there's going to be a drug test Friday. I'm just trying to get the word out. There's...
Well, I don't care who you try and get up with.
Well, Michelle, she said if there was ever a drug test, she could give me some sweet, clean urine
well,
to get through the test.
What's number for?
I don't know. To call her.
Do what?
To call her. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, but what I'm saying is I don't know why these people keep calling here and asking for people like that. They don't even know why I'm here. Ain't nobody here but me and Bruce.
What about Sarah?
Herself and a black cat. That's all we got.
I have a black cat named Jewel.
You do?
Yep.
I got a black cat, and I call her a black girl. Yeah, she's a good girl.
Yeah. You want to say hi to my cat?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put her on.
Put her on there.
All right. Do you like my cat? Her name's Jewel.
Hello, Jewel. I bet you're a pretty girl.
What's that, Jewel? Oh, Jewel doesn't like you.
I bet you're a pretty girl. Yes, I know you are.
Jewel says she doesn't like you.
She don't. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, she's asking you to quit call here. Quit calling here.
I don't call your house.
Well, Michelle does.
I ain't been calling your house.
I'm calling. I'm doing a return call.
Tell me that shit. Now, you've been pissing me off.
I'm just returning her
call. I ain't called you. You're the son of a bitch been calling here.
I don't know about that.
You just figure that shit out. Now, I don't know where you get this Michelle from. Goddamn, there ain't no Michelle around here.
All right, well, thanks anyway. Tell Michelle hi.
Do what?
Tell Michelle hi for me.
I don't know Michelle.
Or Sarah, whichever one.
I don't know. I don't even know a name. Girl named Michelle.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, man, you're calling the wrong fucking place. And you're jumping on the wrong man's case.
Okay. Have a good day.
So if you won't come up there and look, you come up and check your damn self.
And
there ain't nobody around here.
Only reason I'd come over is if you could supply some urine for the drug test I'm taking next Friday.
I don't care about a drug test.
I'll pay you.
I don't take drugs.
I'll pay you for your urine. Your urine is probably better than mine.
Well, I'll piss in there for you if that's what you want.
Heck, they take one look at my urine and think they were dealing with, you know, I don't know, Steve Chastain or something.
Well, shit, I'll tell you one thing. I get this clean as anybody. And Bruce, me and Bruce both live here, and we both have two.
Well, I'll order a gallon from you and a gallon from Bruce and be over about five. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thanks for letting me waste your time. Say hi to
Bruce
your cat.
Going through the same thing I've been. We've both been through this damn. We both had four DWIs. So, you know, we can't afford to do nothing. Bro, we can't afford it.
So your urine's good and clean, huh?
No,
yeah. So your urine's good and clean.
Yes. I damn right it's been clean.
If nothing else, we could milk your cat or something.
No, we don't. Because like he said, he can't afford to mess around with none to drink or none to smoke or nothing else. Because he just can't do it no more.
We got to fly straight if you got...
I mean, we're trying to keep our driver's license.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
We got to. We ain't got no choice.
All right, well, you know what?
They didn't give us one time.
I'm going to clean up my act so I won't have to keep worrying about that stuff.
Well, whatever you got, look, if you need that help, look.
Give me
I'll help you out. But I tell you, there ain't no Michelle here.
Okay.
Ain't no woman here. No, there ain't been no woman in the house for.
Will you do me one favor?
Yes.
Just say, I never go to gracehead.com.
You never do what?
Say, I never go to gracehead.com. Just say that for me.
Okay. No, I'll tell you, I don't do nothing to hurt nobody.
You won't even say
I'll
that?
I'll do anything I can to help anybody, huh?
Well, just say, I never go to gracehead.com.
I never go to gracehead.com.
All right, that's all I ask. Thanks, man.
Hello. Take care of yourself now.
I will. Get the word out. Friday's the drug test.
If me or Bruce can help you out, we either one would do it. But that's all who lives in here is Bruce and his son and my cat. That's all. We ain't got no damn women in here.
Well, that's fine. If you ever come down to Fort Worth, I'll hook you up, too.
You come down to where?
Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be down there and hook you up.
Anytime.
And, I don't mind you calling. Look, but what I get ready to say, if you're looking for some damn woman, she ain't around here. Because we don't have no women in here. Bruce don't want them, I don't want them.
Just you, Bruce, and the cats.
Yes. Because I'm going to tell you, we learned one thing. You can keep more money in the bank when you ain't got a woman around. Tell me something.
That's for sure.
Tell me.
What?
You know, we got our money. Look, yeah, we can get anything we want, but we don't want it. You know, like he said, they'll give you the pussy, but they won't give you that heart.
Yep.
And if they ain't give you that heart, they ain't give you nothing. You know, they really ain't. Bruce is the same boat I'm in. You know, he just is sick of that shit. You know, he gets tired of it, man. I had a good wife. I lost her 19 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Good Lord took her. Cancer.
Well, everybody gets the cancer and hardly anybody pulls through.
Well, not everybody pulls through.
That's right.
And she didn't. I lost her. I had a good woman. And since then, man, I've been out here. I've dated a lot of them. I mean, I messed around with them, the scooter riding with all that shit, but didn't have nothing. They weren't worth bringing home. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you already
when
had...
When you got a bag of trash, it's like Bruce said, track to the dump. Hey, don't bring it home. Hey, we got enough trash in here. We don't need no more to take home.
Well, they just don't measure up to your first wife? Is that the problem?
No, they ain't going to measure up to her. No, there's no way they will. No way. I don't think I'll find another woman like that. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't do nothing wrong.
Well, if I lost my wife...
I mean, I had a woman that loved me, took up for me, and all that kind of... You don't find them like that no more, man.
What?
Right. I couldn't do no wrong with her.
If I lost my wife, I wouldn't be able to start over. I already found... Yeah. Go ahead.
Even if I was wrong, she took up for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even if I was wrong, she took up for me. She stuck by me, man. And it's made like that song the coal miner's daughter used to sing, Stick by Your Man.
Yes.
Well, I have one. Okay. I think right now I still cry, baby.
Well, you might see her again. Is she going to heaven?
I'm sure she did.
And are you going to heaven?
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
So you might see her there, right?
Huh?
You're going to probably see her there, right?
Well, if I get there, I might not make it there.
Well, how come?
I might go the other way.
Well, all you got to do is find Jesus and ask him into your heart.
Well, you're telling the truth. Man, I don't know how we got hung up tonight. Do you?
No.
It started off all bad and everything. Now everything is turning out good. See, I don't understand.
Well, what you got to do
God
is...
God has his hands in a lot of plans, don't he?
Get your hands in a Bible and maybe you have some faith you can see your wife again.
Well, let's hope so. And pray for me.
I will.
Do it. I mean it.
I'll pray right now.
Well, I'll pray with you.
Okay. Lord Jesus.
No, he does.
Amen.
I want to. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, I don't know. I guess God has a hand in everything, don't he?
He sure does.
You know, people don't believe this. I guess we started out, we had a bad starting on the end, our Spurs.
Well, here's a good thing.
You see how it all wound up. Now we all wound up in peace, didn't we? But there's one more thing I think I got to do.
Tell
that
me.
I feel guilty about. I ain't never been baptized. And they tell me, what, I got a bad habit. I smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I smoke a lot.
I got bad habits of my own.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is, they tell me once you're baptized, that smoking will leave you. And I got to be baptized. I know that. I ain't never had that done. Well, look, I wanted to go. I'm getting another call.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And don't worry about it. Jesus loves you whether you quit smoking, whether you get baptized or not.
Look, take care.
All right.
And call me back.
Yes, sir.